the Lord. Lord, we just want to thank you and praise you, Lord, for tonight. And words, Lord God, cannot really express how, Lord God, how thankful we are indeed, O Lord God, sa imong kaayo, sa among kinabuhi, Father, O Lord. And if we try, Lord God, to look back 11 months, O God, Lord, still, Lord, Ginoo ang nagasulabi, Lord, niini ang imong pagka-faithful, Lord, sa among mga kinabuhi, Father, Lord. Lord, we cannot really boast nothing in us, O Lord, that maka-boast kami, Lord, Ginoo, because we know for a fact, Lord, that we live each day out of your grace, Father. And for that, Lord, we are so thankful. And even for another year, Lord God, 2017, Father, we just entrust everything, Lord, and even our lives unto you. Though we may not foresee, Lord God, what might come, Lord God, for that year, but we certainly know for a fact that you are faithful. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever, O Lord God. What you've been faithful yesterday, still, Lord God, you are still faithful and even for another years, O Lord God, to come. And Lord, we just want to commit, Lord God, the rest of our time. And Lord, salamat sa satanan and whatsoever, Lord, that we might achieve, Lord God, tonight, we are careful giving everything back unto you. Kani ang pag-ampo namo sa ngalan ni Jesus. Amen, Lord. And amen. And amen. And amen. So, I'll just take this opportunity, Megson, since it's, you know what, every Christmas, Megson, we are being told about Christmas really stories. And unsa may kasagaran, unsa may sagad, Megson, every, di ba, once inikabot yun sa December, ba, what easily pops up sa atong pangunam? Unsa may naong nga diin, kalit lang mo pop up ba sa atong una-una when it comes sa December? Kuha na yung kapagutan na? Unsa man ka ng inyong mga kinugos, dagana na ba na ako kinugos? Oy, I have more than 5 kinugos. And then, so, or perhaps may so on, and then you consider inyong mga friends, okay? Inyong mga in-laws nga diin, or yung mga kaliwat nga diin, somehow in one way nga diin, adunay mga differences ba? Usab sa inyong mga relationship. And at times, I remember my son when I was still in school law, nga diin, yung tuusas ako mga maestro nga diin, ang December mo ako na bulan nga diin, tig pasaylo or tig sa gunaw na o na to katong mga tao nga adunay mga differences usab in one way usab sa ato nga kinabuhi. And again this evening, what I'll be sharing to you, Megson, is kining the same what Pastor Amil, Megson, shared to us last Sunday. We talk about people behind Christmas, right? Mga tao nga diin had given the privileges, they have given the in one way or another, Megson, opportunities, blessing nga diin naka-witness sila personally sa pagkatao, Megson, ni Ginoong Jesus. And tonight, what I'll be sharing, Megson, and I hope and I pray somehow, and at the end, Megson, of tonight's message, we might somehow reflect in ourselves, Megson, kung asa man ta dining mga tawana. So what I'll be sharing to you, I'll be sharing to you faces of Christmas, which means mga tao ba nga diin behind sa katong kasaulogan sa Kapaskuhan. I'd like you to turn, open your Bibles in Matthew 2, verses 1 down. Matthew, Megson, chapter 2, verses 1 down. Verse 1, I'll be reading, Megson, sa English Standard Version. Verse 1, it says here, now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men, okay? I'd like you to take note the words, the word wise men, from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. Verse 3, when Herod the king heard this, he was troubled and all Jerusalem with him, and assembling all the chief priests and scribes and of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him in Bethlehem of Judea, for it is written by the prophet, and you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from whom you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Verse 7, when he wrote Solomon, the wise men secretly ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem, saying, go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word that I, refers to Herod, to me come and worship him. Verse 9, after listening to the king, they went to their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed their own country by another way. And again, my son, this is one of accounts of Jesus' birth. And as Pastor Ramel mentioned, my son, last Sunday and chapter 2 of Matthew, this is something to do nga diini visit ang, okay, ang magay, ang wise man. And for that reason, may so on, we believe that it's not, Jesus was no longer dito sa pasungan. However, may so on, during the visit sa mga magay, it was nearly 2 years after nga diin si Ginoong Jesus, may so on, so dako-dako na siya during such visit sa maong mga magay during this time. Okay? And doon ay mga importante ng mga butang migsoon, siguro kanunay nato mga basahan din ni on account sa paghimugso ni Ginoong Jesus, but something migsoon nga akong tagaan og clarity or katinawan para na din ikaw ako migsoon, aduna tay something nga atong makuha out from this passage. Nga diin, verse 1 and 2, it talks about magay, okay? Why? Because some believe that magay refers to kings. However, may so on, ang magay, this has something to do with wise men, okay? Dili na siya mga hari. However, they are called wise nga mga tao. Which means, may so on, they are people, may so on, who have devoted themselves, their lives sa pagtuon about mga astronomies, mga paintabo magsuon sa kalangitan, mga prophecies during sa time sa Old Testament magsuon nga diin gitawag sila og mga magay. And not only magay, I would like to stress magsuon here, but at the same time kaning a word magay from the east. Okay? And then adunay mga wise men magay nga diin gikan sa east. And then adunay daghan nga mga speculations nga diin asa maning dapita kaning lugar nga diin ginganlan og east. And many interpreters may so on believe that these wise men, okay, came from no other than the Babylon, far away place. During the time may so on nga diin ang mga Israelites gina-held captive sila sa Babylon. And they believe that these people, wise people, may so, they originated themselves from the place called Babylon. Okay? But something may so, I'd like to stress out, ang akong pangutan na may so, how come these people, what made them interested enough? What made them know the fact nga diin, adunay bituon, and that star magsoon that really shined above sky magsoon, somehow nga nakaingon sila nga mauna ang hari sa Israel. Mo may gingon diri, di ba? Nga naman, for a fact magsoon, these people were Gentiles. But again magsoon, the text nga diin, nakaingon din ni, from the east, and they asked, where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? It seems as if magsoon, ng kining mga pagan, Gentiles nga mga tao, nga diin mas knowledgeable pa sila, mas nakaibawa pa noon sila sa mga paitabo, sa mga Hudiyo, compared sa mga Jews mismo. However, mayigsoon, ang Biblia, wala yun na ito maghatag o any accounts whatsoever, evidences mayigsoon, nga diin, nga naman, unsa may nakapaaghat ani mga tawhana. Nga naman nga, sa kalayo, aning dapita, watakibaon sa ilang identity, asa sila gikan gyud specifically, but unsa man gyud naka-cause that what really motivates them, that enable them maigsoon to just travel very far away just to visit maigsoon sa ni Ginoong Hesus. And for that reason maigsoon, some really speculates that during Old Testament time there was this one godly person who were being used by the Lord, serve as unsa man, as one of the servants of the king during the time of Babylon. And it was no other than, kinsa? They believe it was Daniel Mayson. It was Daniel himself who somehow Mayson, who influenced these people. And we need to know Mayson, during the time of Daniel, it was 400 years lapse already. Gikan sa panahon ni Daniel up until the time Mayson naabot si Christ, and still these pagan people Mayson, nakibaho gyapon sila, perhaps through the influences ni Daniel, the time will come when you see a very shining star up in the sky, and that will be the sign that the king of the Jews, the king of Israel, will come. Amen? And again, Mayson, this is scholars believe nga diin, it was through the influences of Daniel nga diin, nakahatag og pagdasig or influences ngadto sa mga taga Babylon, especially the wise men nga naga enable nila to made a quest, to made Mayson i-search to travel very far away land. Kung imong tanawon Mayson ang map here, makita nato here, this is Babylon, di ba? Babylon Mayson from here, and they travel all the way to Jerusalem. And that's not Mayson, that's really a long distance travel between these places, considering for a fact Mayson nga wala pa sa man. Wala pa habal-habal sa una. So they traveled by foot, they traveled Mayson through donkeys and horses. So makita nato, I estimated Mayson that if they have come from Babylon by the main trade, Mayson, main nga agianan, okay? Agianan usually nga din ana ipaagi ang mga businesses, about 800 meters or 1,288 kilometer average, 20 meters or 32 kilometers per day nga ilang pagalakton. To sum up, Mayson, therefore, the trip would have taken about 40 days for this wise man Mayson to start a journey from Babylon down to Jerusalem. For what purpose at all? Just to make a search. Amen, Mayson? Just Mayson to know for a fact if the king of Israel had really indeed had just man born here. And this is something Mayson for us nga diin nga maka interest nato. Makita nato Mayson. Why? As I mentioned, why? Because these people, they have no really Jewish origin or by blood. They were really Gentiles. Kung imong tanawon Mayson nga diin, it's really nonsense for them. Kung imong tanawon, considering for a fact, Mayson, we have tradition says nga diin tulo kuno ka kings, okay? But some Mayson studies Mayson nga diin these people, they were wise men. Not only nga diin they were mga influential people, but they believe that along with them aduna sad sila yung mga servants or slaves nga diin for 40 days Mayson, di ba? You cannot afford Mayson to just travel unsa man sa imong kaugaling without any food, without any provisions at all, para nga imong pag-sustain sa imong kaugalingon. To sum it up, nga din makita na to, grabe ang unsa man, grabe ang ilang, ang burden Mayson, grabe ang ilang bagay, and everything, and all the efforts and sacrifices para lang pag-start sa journey to make, i-search, make so on, for the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is something may so on nga diin, makita na ito, tulok ang mga faces for Christians. The first may so on, I would like to stress out, kanang magay, the Magian Christian. I, ako nag-usap may so on, Magian Christians, they were Gentiles who have sacrificed so much really for the Lord. But notice here, makita na ito, nga kaning magay, wala sila mga ito ni Ginoong Jesus to get something from the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because after all, may so on, during that time, Jesus was still, suman, 2 years old. Wala sila mga ito nga di makuha sila. Or, wala sila mga ito, may so on, kay si Christ, nakabuhat something beneficial to them. And again, makes on why? Because during that time, Christ was so still small here. But the purpose, makes on, of their quest and journey, they came no other than what? Solely to worship. It says here, who is the one who is born King of the Israel? We saw his star in the east and we have come to what? To worship him. Amen? But you know what, makes on, one of the messages behind Christmas, it's about really worship. Amen? Worship, makes on, is not about singing. For us, makes on, we are being told, ngadiin, mana, di ba, ang worship, that's part, makes on, of worship. We sing to the Lord, we jump, and then we express in abundance sa tong kasing-kasing all the joy that we have felt, may so on, for God's goodness and faithfulness sa atong nga kinabuhi. And that's one of the parcels, may so on, sa worship diha sa Ginoo. But worship is more than singing and clapping of our hands. Worship is the heart. Right? Worship, may so on, saman, is our life. Remember, may so on? Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, I beseech you, brethren, in view of the Lord's mercies, to offer your, what? The Bible doesn't say to offer your hands, to offer your voices, to offer your man, to offer your legs, so man, to offer your bodies, your entirety, to offer your bodies to the Lord as living sacrifice, holy. This is your, what? Worship to the Lord. And you know what? This is something that a lot of us are really missing nowadays. Why? Because the very fact wherein God has died sa ato nga kinabuhi. Why? Because this life, this vessel megson that we have sa ato nga kinabuhi, this is really precious before the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because this life of mine, my son, and yours is our life that we can really worship diha sa Ginoo. The book of Corinthians, my son, talks about that our life, my son, this is saman, wherein this is the vessel of the Holy Spirit, right? Wherein the Spirit of God, my son, dwells really in us. And that is why that Christian, my son, who really knows, you know, what God has done sa iyang kinabuhi, cannot really afford to just misuse or abuse sa iyang kaugalingon. And then one of, you know, Christian author says, nga diin, ningon siya, I read a book nga diin, a Christian who is not really physically fit, kuno, sa iyang panglawas, he or she is really sinful against God. For me, Megson, I find that's really true enough. Considering the fact, Megson, that again, these lives of ours, these are temple of the Holy Spirit. Wherein we are, unsaman, being commanded by the Lord, nga diin kining atong kinabuhi mismo, muni atong alagaan, atong gamon, Megson. Why? Because after all, sa atong kinabuhi, mamatay, Megson, kita, ikaw, ako, but still, kining dagwaya magsuot, kanang dagway si mong palibot, mga gipuning dagwaya atong datos langit, do ang atong kinabuhi magsuot, mailisan ni kusaman, kinabuhi nga dili madugta, apan still magsuot, mga gipuning Samlawa dagdagwaya nga diin, mahatag nato, ma-offer nato, madayagyan po nato dito sa langit, dito diha sa Ginoo. And this is really the place mengsoon for us, nga diin, ikaw ako, nga diin, ma-learn ta, ma-use ta, how we might really use my life presently in preparation for the life that come, that awaits for me. If we are not really enjoying the Lord today, how can we be joyful to the Lord in the next year, in the next life to come? Kung dili ka malipayon sa Ginoo ba? Sa imong kinabuhi really today. Nagduda ko nga, I don't know if you are still joyful ba? Kung malipayon ba ka, nga diin maabot ang imong kinabuhi sunod. Sa sunod nga kinabuhi. And this is the purpose maing soon for us, i-reflective for us as seeing sa kinabuhi sa mangyan that they have sacrificed greatly really for the Lord. Amen? Despite the fact maing soon that Jesus, for them, it's not really part of their heritage. It's not really part maing soon or for their heroes or whatsoever maing soon. But still, they have invested. They have invested so much just to meet, just to see this Jesus being so on whom the Israel have really awaited for a very, 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 very long time. And this is something being so I would like to stress out. Just as the Magi have sacrificed so much, but the question makes it for us, have we really sacrificed ba at times atong kinabuhi para sa Ginoo? Amen? Nag-sacrifice ba ta? Hingon ta nga, bro. Ano kayong 2016? Uy, baag yun ako makuhaan ang Ginoo. Anyway, Mingson, na ba may 2017, right? And I believe, Mingson, that's the reason why God still wants us to outlive for 2017. Why? Because this life of ours can still be useful for the Lord, can still make great sacrifices, brethren, for the next year to come para diha sa Ginoo. And again, make sure there's no other sacrifice that we can give out to the Lord Jesus Christ. God wants ikaw mismo. God wants personally. God wants the real people is akong kinabuhi. God wants the real Pastor Ramil. God wants the real you. You cannot say nga, ako lang dalawa kong anak. You cannot substitute my son. Why? Because after all, my son, individually, we will be held accountable before the Lord. Matag-usa na ito. Di matamakingon nga, natay bakir-bakir ato bangan si Ginoo. And again, my son, this is something for us, nga diin ikaw ako, nga diin nga maka, ma-remind ta for what the Magi had given everything, my son, in reflection usab sa atong Kristuanon nga pagkinabuhi that God, that Christ is worth to be sacrificed for. That Jesus is worth to be given up for sa ato nga kinabuhi. That is why Megson, the book of Matthew is very Megson encouraging. Diba? Seek God first, His kingdom and His righteousness and all these things shall be added unto you. And when God is prioritized and when God is given, may so on, given tagaanog attention, God's promise, usaman, that everything in you shall be taken care of, mga so on. That is provided, may so on, if God is being prioritized or being placed upon number one usab sa ato nga kinabuhi. Okay? And here, in verse 3, when Herod the king heard, he was really disturbed. And all Jerusalem was with him. And ano man ka? Nga, na-disturban siya. Of course, Mingson, there's no other reason why he was not really pleased, he was not so happy. You know what? The arrival of the Lord Jesus Christ, Mingson, was not met with unsaman with mga firecrackers or mga grand something mayigson. However, mayigson, it was met with unsa? With executions. It was met with persecutions or anything mayigson very negative. And one of the instances here, nga diin, on account ni Herod, when he was here, okay, nga diin, adunay mga wise men, ang sasagutong wise men may son, nga diin, sa pagkita nila sa kahayag, niabot man dito ng utana naman, dito sa ni King Herod, asa man ni ang maong hari, nga diin, hari sa mga Hudiyo. And some believe may son, nga diin, ang wise men, di believe, nga diin, posibleng ang katong bata, okay, anak siguro to sa, ni King Herod. And that is why, mingsun, wala sila nasayod yun nga diin ang birth ni Christ makakreate o kusaman, something as threat. And that is why, mingsun, when that news nga diin na about ni Herod, Herod, mingsun, was not really pleased. But, mingsun, iyang gi-cover na iyang kaugalingon. Wala siya magpa-usaman, paklaro, obvious, but deep inside, sayang kasing-kasing may soon, he was not really pleased for a fact may soon that the birth of Christ may soon creates saman a threat sa iyang position. Basin, perhaps, nga diin, consequently, mailisan siya on account sa birth ni Ginoong Jesus here. And for verses 6, when he had called together, refers my son to the scribes, religious leaders, and all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law. He asked them where the Christ was to be born. And of course, my son, there are no other people who are knowledgeable enough to know about the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ than the scribes, than the chief priests. Right? Why? Because these people, my son, they have invested whole sa tibuok nilang kinabuhi to study scriptures of the Old Testament. And makita nimo maigsoon, ang move ni Herod was so good, maigsoon, asking the scribes, the religious leaders, asa man ni. He asked them where the Christ was to be born. And of course, maigsoon, very accurate, the answer of the scribe, in Bethlehem in the Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be shepherd of my people Israel. And the religious leaders, may so on. Again, as I mentioned, they were really experts of the law. And the second, may so on, I'd like to stress out here, aside from the Magian Christians, here what we see, may so on, the Scribian Christians, may so on. It's a reflection again sa kinabuhi sa mga scribes, nga ri usab sa atong mga kinabuhi, mga Kristohanon. These scribes were religious leaders, maigsoon. Okay? Kung sa kapanahonan pa ni maigsoon karon, kani mga scribes, muna sila si Brother Rumi, Brother Rooney, si Brother Frank, muna yung mga scribes, muna sa mga religious leaders ba, muna yung mga tigulang-tigulang, mga ilado sa ano, okay, na yung mga super seniority ba. These were religious leaders who were equipped with knowledge of the Bible, but having, what? Prostrating attitude. Makita ni mo, maigsoon, despite the fact that they are the soul keepers of, you know what, the Old Testament scriptures, maigsoon, when the Magi had really presented to them that, unsa man, nga, aduna may nakita ng stars, nga possible ba nga mauna ni ang king sa Jews. And for that reason, may iso, si King Herod nag-ask og inquiry ngadto nila. But again, may iso, makita nato, we will never find in the text, may iso, that creates excitement sa mga kasing-kasing, sa mga scribes and leaders, knowing the fact that Christ has already been born. So makita nimo maigsoon kini mga religious leaders here, they were truly religious, maigsoon. This is because if they were truly religious here, makita nato maigsoon tulo ka butang kung tinud-anay pagyud sila nga mga religyoso nga mga tao, this could have ignited a passion to them, knowing that their long awaited Messiah has now come. But again, maigsoon, they did not. Second one, this could have given them the opportunity to ascertain the Magi searched for the Lord. And again, makes sure the Bible didn't mention whatsoever that the scribes, religious leaders made a thorough search concerning about the Lord's birth. Third one is, this could have given them the time to check out Jesus' birth as the Magi did. But again and again, they didn't bother to make a short journey to Bethlehem to see what was really happening. They didn't bother, Megson. Siguro, let's say, Megson, 5 kilometers journey just to ascertain tinod anay ba. In contrast to the Magi that they have invested, Megson, just more than a month journey just to see for themselves with so much excitement. And here, the religious leaders, Megson, known for a fact, have really, Megson, nga opposite kaayo nga kasing-kasing towards sa man pagkatao ni Ginoong Hesus. And again, Megson, makita ni mo, di ba? The God who provided, you know what, the hope for the nation. Makita ni mo, He was not met, Megson, with gladness. He was not met, Megson, with pleasure by His own people. And yet, Megson, instead, He was met with frustrations by the religious leaders. But the question, Megson, remains at hand here. What do we see from these religious people? So may something, Megson, sa ilang kasing-kasing. Nga diin, wa magyut sila kasing-kasing ba? Nga diin, kung sa yun katinood. Remember for a fact, Megson, that as a Jew, nanana silang kasing-kasing. Nga diin nga mangita sila, nagpaabot sila for that long-awaited Messiah for a very long time. Nanana, sa ilang kasing-kasing, Megson, gina-teach na silang mga katawan, silang mga bata, the time will come abot. But here, Megson, there is no news at all. There is no excitement at all. Wala may lami. Makita na ito, Megson, ang news sa pag-abot ni Ginoong Jesus. Especially the religious leaders themselves. Why? Because they were people filled with what? Kanang, sana, delipati. Apathy, Megson, usam na siya. It means lack of feelings. Di ba? Chill-chill lang ba? Wag yun sa kasing-kasing ko. Ano lang ba? Wag yun sa lack of feelings, lack of emotions. We became Scribian Christians when we, notice here, when we care only to listen, when we care only to go, I will go to church. When we care only to read, I will read. However, you will never bother yourselves to obey God's word. And that's, Megson, the description of the Scribian Christians. And again, Megson, there are lots of people nga diin, not to mention nga diin, we go. We love going to church. But the question for us, Megson, it's not really going to church. It's not, Megson, worshiping. But what God really looks after is people, Megson, who are really obedient. Really, diha niya. People, Megson, who really loves His word. Not only, remember, Megson? The Berean people in Acts 17, they are very, Megson, so circumspect sa pulong sa Ginoo that day by day, they love hearing Paul's words, sharing to them. And not only hearing, Megson, Paul's words, and then they have really the heart to inspect, Megson, unsa katinood ang pulong ni Pablo, and not only inquiry sa pulong sa Ginoo, more than that, they have really the heart in applying it sa ako nga kinabuhi to make me a better person diha sa Ginoo. Amen? And this is the message for us. Ako, ikaw, Megson. What? The very important thing for us, Megson. Oftentimes, we are being blessed, Megson, by Pastor Ramil, Sunday after Sunday, sharing God's word. But the challenge for us, Megson, that pinagi sa grasya sa Ginoo, nga diin, unsao nato pag-appropriate ang pulong sa Ginoo, that we might be obedient, that we might be the person God has desired for us. How we might become, Megson, the person, the people God has desired for us if you and I will not really obey God's word, right? It's in the obedience that can make us the kind of people that God really desires for us. It's not the hearing, it's not the listening, it's not the singing, the clapping, the jumping, it's the obeying. Lord, how I might obey, Lord God, your word, that I might be the kind of husband, that I might be the kind of student, that I might be the kind of follower that you really desire for me, Lord God, to be. And again, Megson, this is really a message for all of us. Why? Because in some way or another, Megson, nadiin masipyata, it's really, makita nato, Megson, kining the obedience part. It's somehow, Megson, lisod. But I believe, Megson, there's no really lisod. Pinagi sa grasya sa Ginoo o pinagi usab sa unsaman. Sa kasing-kasing mainabliyon at the same time, there is a willpower. Amen? The will thing ba? There is a will for me. If there is a will, Megson, God can really, Megson, change us and make us, Megson, really a better person that really desired for us. In verses 7 and 8, Megson, it says here, then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and make careful search for the child, and as soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him. And lastly, Megson, here, what I will say, Megson, the Herodian Christians, okay? This Herodian Christians, Megson, makita nato here. Herod said, he wanted to worship God. But sincerely, Megson, deep in his heart, Megson, that was really a cover-up. Okay? Why? Because he wanted, Megson, if he would really verify, Megson, kung asa dapit si Christ, he wanted to exterminate, he wanted, Megson, to kill the Lord Jesus Christ. Herod's move here was so subtle strategy against anyone who usurps, Megson, his throne. And this is Megson, Herodian Christians, this is really a picture who is so obsessed with power. Obsessed, Megson, sa iyang position ba? Obsessed sa iyang gahom, obsessed sa iyang mga ambition, sa iyang kinabuhi, nga diin, he wanted to be the ruler sa iyang kinabuhi. Recently, Megson, you know what? Kailan mo ani? Si North Korean dictator, si Pani, yan gwapo ba? Si Kim Jong-un, that's a North Korean leader nila, okay? Si, in addition, Megson, ni Herod was so troubled and alarmed, Megson. But recently, Megson, si Kim Jong-un, he made an order in the entire North Korea not to worship Christ in Christmas rather than worship his, what? Whom? His grandmother. Ngayon siya nga, dili, wa, dili. Ang iyang mama, ang iyang lula, may iso na tao, December 25, early 1900, sumauna ang iyang gibuhat nga mandate all over North Korea. So makita na to, Herod and this person, may iso, North Korean leader, serve as a picture of those Herodian Christians who what really matters most sa ilang kinabuhi, Megson, kanang position, kanang prestige, and at the same time, Megson, kanang career sa ilang kinabuhi. That is why, Megson, makita nato nga, lisod at times, right? Kanang kristwanon ka sa imong kinabuhi, nga diin makita nato. You know what to tell you? That God really blesses us. I've met, Megson, young adults before that they have really prayed, Lord, Pastor, bro, pwede ba ka iampo ko nga makalarga ko, ana? Daghang mga yang adult sa una sa main, makalarga ko, ampo nga maminyo siya. Ampo nga i-bless ilang usaman. I-bless ang ilang work, ana. But you know what, Megson? God, at times, i-bless sa Ginoo. Muna, magto gawas, munindot. Ang kinabuhi, maninot ang work, maminyo. But the problem, Megson, what really I observe personally, to those people who have been really praying for God's blessing. Consequently, sa ilang life, Megson, they have really forgotten the blesser and more focus themselves on the blessing. That's my son, the tragedy at times. Nga diin, instead nga, ma-focus ta, magpasalamat ta sa Ginoo, nga diin, masintro na ang panalangin, ang trabaho, ang negosyo na makita na ko, mga yung adult, wala na. Ninot nag mga trabaho, may son, wala na. Sa una, dasi gayo, kusog yung maghakot o mga siya, ana, pero makita, once gibless na, may son, wala na. Nagkatong na nga minyo, may son, wala, nawagtang asan. Nang minyo, mga dili yung nato ba, nagpaminyo, nawagtang asan. So, but you know what, may son, God, the Bible says, God does not really withhold, you know what, blessing from us. Amen? God, muna, ingon sila nga rin si God kuno killjoy. No, God is not really killjoy. God, He is a faithful blesser to those who are really faithful usab to Him. But at times, may so on, what one pastor says, that always pops in my mind, that there is really danger when our prayers are being answered. Why? Because oftentimes, may so on, we cried out and we promised to the Lord, Lord, if you just bless me, Lord God, I will just give everything my life. Give my career to you. My businesses to you. But you know what? That's not really the case. Oftentimes. Oftentimes makes it the case. If God blesses mo na, mawagtang na yun. Ambot asa na pangitao na. O na, mawagtang na yun. You know what makes it? How possessions, how career, how ambitions at times makes it might, unsaman, hindrance us from faithfully following the Lord Jesus Christ at times sa ato nga kinabuhi. And this makes on the instance of Herod Megson. He was not really pleased. Do Megson say kasing-kasing, pangitaan ninyo, kay sulti ko, mo-worship sa kuniya. But deeply sa iyang heart, he was really upset. He was really anger because he does not want that somebody, Megson, might remove his power, his possession. But, makita nato, lastly here, after they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were really what? They were really overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary. They bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures, presented him with gifts of gold and incense and of myrrh. Amen? And these people, mga Gentiles, and they were really the people who were preparing something for the Lord. I'm really blessed, magay ba? Why? Because this is really a picture sa kasing-kasing sa tao na diin who was really buak atubangan sa Ginoo, who is really willing to sacrificially give all out everything para sa kaymayaan sa Ginoo. So makita nato Megson na di na pa sila giandam gani, andam nila something Megson para magamit sa nila ni Joseph or ni Mary. And lastly, it says here, and having been warned in a dream, notice Megson, the motive of Herod Megson was not really successful. The Magi, they were being warned through dream. Having warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another road. And again, Megson, this is a question tonight sa ato nga kinabuhi. Am I really the Magian, a representation of Magi, who is so broken, who is so open para sa Ginoo? Or am I really the Scribian, nga din very maayo kay sa pulong sa Ginoo, apan, ayaw lang sa ko, oy, dili lang sa kumusimba, oy, pass lang sa koron, sunod na lang. Pero pampuon, maiki mo ampu, Megson, maiki mo daig sa Ginoo. Or mga Herodian Christian Megson nga din blessed with resources, blessed with monetary blessing. But again, Megson, when it comes to the Lord's cause, makita nato nga din, they have really little amount of their hearts really for the Lord. And I hope and I pray, Megson, what God really desires for us is the heart from that what? From that Magi people. though Gentiles may son by origin, still they have really big heart for the Lord. And I hope and I pray, may son, as we step for another year, may son, that we might have really big heart for the Lord, big passion for God, may son, for whatever God is in store for us. And I believe, may son, personally, God has in store something great for us next year. But what challenges for us, may son, of how faithful you and I will be, may son, to become vessel for God's purpose, for God's glory, for the next year to come. Shall we give the Lord a clap offering? Lord Ginoo, salamat, Lord, for this evening, O Father, O Lord Ginoo. Salamat, you know, again, Lord, for reminding us, O Father, O Lord. O Jesus, Father, O Lord God. Lord, walay something among makahatag, Lord, diya nimo. Apan, Lord, itugot, Father, Lord, that ang among kinabuhi, ang among mahatag, Lord. Lord, lamang as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing, Father, before you, Lord. And help us, Lord, and even, Father, Lord, for another year, Father, Lord, Ginoo, nga din mas mugrabe unta ang among tinguha, Lord, yan nimo, nga mas mugrabe unta, Lord, ang among desire, O Lord, yan nimo, nga mas mugrabe unta, Lord, ang among passion, God, Lord, yan nimo, Father, Lord, for another year, O Father, Lord, God, Lord, to come. And Lord, we pray, Father, Lord, you know, whatever lapses, shortcomings we might have, O Lord, God, for this year, and help us, Lord, God, to learn to become a better, Lord God, servants, followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, O Father. And we just want to thank you, Lord God, and even tonight, O Jesus, Lord, and we just want to commit everything tonight, O Father and Lord. And even as we come, Lord, you know, sa among pag-celebrate for another year, Father, Lord, you know, help us that we as your people, we might be in one in prayer, Father, Lord God, tonight. We might be in one, Lord God, in seeking your will, O Father, Lord God, tonight. As we enter into another year, we just hold our hope and our future lies in your hand, O Father. We just want to thank you and praise you in everything, O God, in Jesus' name. Amen, Lord God, and amen, Lord.